pointing continue. Let the recriminations begin. Oh, yeah. What would you expect? The Republicans have found no evidence of collusion or Russian preference for Donald Trump in the 2016 election. They put that to writing now, and they said they're all done investigating. After 14 months, it's over. There's nothing here. No smoking gun, nothing of particular interest. And, of course, the Democrats go wild. The Democrats go wild because there is no Russian collusion. And, by the way, they can't show you any either. House Intel Committee Republicans completing a draft report in their more than a year-long investigation into Russia. It states they found no evidence President Trump or anyone affiliated with him colluded with Russian officials to affect the outcome of the election. This has sent Adam Schiff into a tailspin. And what can you expect? They did use active measures, did the Russians, according to the Republican findings. The committee findings said there were active measures. They were involved in social media. Some of these things did go on. Did it affect the outcome of the election? No. Was Donald Trump or his campaign involved with the Russians in that effort? No. Is there anything else to know? Not really. It's a diversion. A perversion of the election is what it is. It's the Democrats trying to subvert what happened. It's the Democrats still unable to come to terms with the fact that they lost and may lose again. It's election day, by the way, in Pennsylvania for a special seat. A seat the Republican should win, but he might not. He might not because he's up against a very talented Democratic opponent who is a conservative Democrat with a military service record and a lot of charm, I suppose. And the Republican a little bit lackluster by comparison. Michael Conaway of Texas, Mike Conaway of Texas, the congressman who oversees the Russian probe, said we found no evidence of collusion, perhaps some bad judgment, inappropriate meetings, inappropriate judgment of taking meetings. Specifically citing the June 2016 meeting at the Trump Tower involving Donald Trump Jr. and others, that meeting shouldn't have happened. No doubt about that. But he says only a crime novelist could weave this together to make it anything more than it is. And he says it's nothing. Nothing here to see. Meanwhile, Bob Mueller continues his fishing expedition somewhere in the Caribbean, in the Seychelles, trying to determine that an early 2017 meeting in that tiny nation was trying to establish a back channel to Russia. And so what if it was? That's what goes on. Once you're elected, you can do what you need to make contacts that you think are important. That's the way that is. It also, by the way, this investigation, this conclusion, contradicts the findings reached by Democrats in the House panel. Adam Schiff keeps telling us that there's ample evidence of collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign, although he's put up not one shred of evidence for that. Ample evidence. He's been telling us that for a long time, but there's nothing there. Where is this ample evidence, Mr. Schiff? Give us anything. Certainly there are things here that wouldn't be classified that you could share with us. Schiff, of course, going crazy, as you can imagine. He says this specifically, quote, by ending its oversight role in the only authorized investigation into the House, the majority has placed the interest of protecting the president over protecting the country, and history will judge its actions harshly. I don't think so. If the Russians do have leverage over the president of the United States, the majority has simply decided it would rather not know. Well, if the Russians, here's the conflict, ample evidence of this and that. And then his statement is, if the Russians do have leverage, the majority has simply decided it would rather not know. Apparently you don't know either, Mr. Schiff. By that comment, it indicates you have no evidence either. Nothing at all, in fact. Because there's nothing there. Yet this will go on for some time, but the House Intel Committee is done with it. It's all over. That report will be out today, officially out today. You'll be able to peruse it. You'll hear all about it. You'll hear the Democrats go crazy and the Republicans say, see, there's nothing here. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton's weighing in all over the place, all over the world. We'll get to her comments because it's kind of, should I? Well, all right, because, yeah. All right, so Hillary Clinton, I just have to share this with you because my feeling is Hillary Clinton should run everywhere for the Republicans. Put her everywhere because she's ratcheting up the blame game one more time on the way to the 2018 midterm elections. It is the fault of white people that she lost the election, but primarily it is the fault of white women. They are to blame for her loss to Donald Trump. During an interview in India yesterday, she went for broke and laid the blame at the feet of white women all across America. It's your fault, ladies, because she was supposed to win. Damn it, you caved to your husbands and boyfriends and bosses. Listen to this. It's unbelievable. Go.
What happened in my election is I was on the way to winning white women until former director of the FBI, Jim Comey, dropped that very ill-advised letter on October the 28th, and my numbers just went down because all, and I heard a lot of anecdotal evidence about this. People have written about it. All of a sudden, you know, white women who were going to vote for me and frankly standing up to the men in their lives and the men in their workplaces were being told, she's going to jail. You know, you don't want to vote for her. You know, it's going to be terrible. You can't vote for that. So it just, it stopped my momentum and it decreased my vote enough because I was winning and I thought I had fought my way back in the 10 days from that letter until the election. I fell a little bit short. And so I think that it was part of a historical trend that I was bucking and then it collapsed on me.
Women, it's your fault. You see, if you hadn't been so subservient to your husbands, your boss at work, your boyfriend, Hillary Clinton would be president, but it's your fault because you are spineless. You are spineless. What an embarrassment you are to allow her to lose like that and not break the glass ceiling. How embarrassed you must be to be manipulated by the men in your life, telling you how to vote, telling you how you need to vote, and if you don't vote that way, there's something wrong with you. Jeez. Get your act together, ladies, because it's your fault. Hillary said so. I am deeply disappointed in all of you for your behavior of this sort. All right, let's see here. Who's on the program today? Frank Vernuccio will be here. Dr. John Lott, Jeffrey Ford, the smartest man in the world. David Kallman giving us an update on a couple of cases he's working on, from Williamston to Macosta and beyond. And then just a whole host of other great people are going to be here. This part of the program, by the way, brought to you by Fresh Start Tax Solutions. If you have a problem with the IRS or the state of Michigan, and usually they come together hand in hand just for fun, you know, go see my friend Chris McClatcher at Fresh Start Tax Solutions. This guy is a Michigan guy. He understands how to battle the IRS, how to put the Michigan people back in the friendly column. All you have to do is put in your area code here in Michigan, then at tax.com, 989tax.com, 734tax.com, 269tax.com. Chris McClatcher, Fresh Start Tax Solutions. He's the professional you need. Right back on the Steve Gruber Show.